It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1. Mox Radio RX 93.1. Carmen a cappella. Odd sounding song. And here we go. Let's go into another, hot, female young singer, thingamajiggy, featuring Ariana Grande, but it's basically Mika's song. So a little homage, from Wicked. Hope you enjoy this popular song, only here on RX. Monster Radio, RX 93.1, and it is time for the first news bit for today, and I guess the big news that everybody was just, talking about and tweeting about and posting about over the weekend was the big news over at San Diego's Comic-Con. A sequel to last month's hit Superman film Man of Steel is not only in the works, but will feature two of DC Comics' best-known Cape Crusaders, Superman and Batman, facing off against each other. This is according to director Zack Snyder. Now, Snyder, who directed British actor Henry Cavill as Superman, was a surprise addition to the end of the Warner Brothers film panel at San Diego's Comic-Con and received thunderous applause from the 6,000 plus in attendance. After announcing the plan to bring the two superheroes together, Snyder issued a statement via Warner Brothers saying the two would be fighting each other and conceded this might surprise some. According to Snyder, let's face it, it's beyond mythological to have Superman and our new Batman facing off since they are the greatest superheroes in the world. And Snyder has been confirmed as director of the as-yet-unnamed sequel. While both Superman and Batman are superheroes in the DC universe, they have been portrayed as nemeses in DC's Dark Knight comics, from which Christopher Nolan adapted his Dark Knight Batman franchise. Nolan will serve as executive producer to the sequel, that is according to Warner Brothers. So I think this got everybody all abuzz, although I think it's, Christian Bale has shot down any news saying that he will return. So it most likely will be a new actor portraying Batman. But nevertheless, just to see Superman and Batman in a movie, this is geekgasm, I think. Everybody will just be waiting for this like anything. So, you can have the Avengers, you can have the Justice League, but just having Superman and Batman in one movie, I guess, is already equal to any group of superheroes. So something to watch for. Everybody will definitely be watching who will be cast as the new Batman, though. So there you go. First news bit for today. We will have more, so tune in again next hour, only here on Manila's Hottest Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Here comes the latest from the heartbreaker, newly engaged, Maroon 5. It is a Monday once again.
I know. We have to trudge through this week again.
Another week.
2 days of solitude at the very end of it.
And wait
or
for...
In our case, it's just one day for this weekend. It's the last Saturday of the month.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Wow, there you go.
Wow.
Did
okay.
You feel that cloud?
Yes, just loving it.
Above
loving
your sunny
it. I love it.
Weekend blood. Hey, how was Boracay?
It was good. It was good.
I saw your Instagram post. I wanted to kick you the minute you got back.
What?
The whole hashtag Borahunk.
I know, right?
Oh,
I love it. At saka isa pa, hashtag Insta heartthrob. It was a shirtless pic. What can I say?
It was a shirtless silhouette.
Well, it's better than no shirtless pictures at all.
I guess that's right. Diba? We always find ways to come
diba?
Up with these
una layo
shirtless
layo.
Pictures. Tapos ako shirtless, pero
ikaw
mukha
shirtless,
lang.
Pero mukha lang. Tapos ako naman shirtless silhouette. We'll
I
find more
we'll come up with next
ways and means.
Alam ko na. Meron na akong next.
Ano?
Shirtless, pero nasa tubig.
Oh, yun.
So yung ulo lang
yung kita. Hindi, saka medyo nakikita mo yung silhouette ng katawan underwater. Man, pero
hindi pwede.
Underwater naman.
Alright.
Alright, so today we are thanking Jerome for the topic. Today is the sauna.
Yes.
The State of the Nation address. A lot of people will be waiting what
and a lot of people
Pinoy
in
will
that
do.
Area won't have school.
Yeah, but only in that area.
Only in that area.
The ones that are directly affected, because everybody will be driving to that area. And
shouldn't it be a holiday so that we can hear what the state of our nation is?
Well, the rest of them can hear, in case it were a holiday. Because we still have work, so it doesn't really matter to us.
I'm just trying to find a loophole here.
Diba? No, but that's the thing. It's Pinoy's like halfway mark.
Yeah.
So it would be interesting what he would say.
Yeah.
In for his midterms. Yeah. Sauna. So since we have, you know, in honor of the sauna, we kind of like tweaked it a little bit. Jerome wants us to do the top 10 sauna naman.
Sauna naman.
As in S-O-N-A.
Mga tipong sauna naman ngayong Pasko.
Mga ganyan. Like, you know, it can be something about the country.
Yeah.
Like, sauna naman, mabawasan na ang traffic.
Right.
Or it could be something personal. Sauna naman. Like anything. Like a state of the U address.
Yeah.
Like whatever.
It's your state.
Yeah. Whatever.
Like, diba? Sauna naman, maraming weekend days.
Yeah, no. I'm really pushing for that. Four day weekend.
I think people will be more efficient.
Yeah.
But then again, okay, think about it this way. If you were an owner of a company, imagine how much you would lose just from that one day
one
of not
day.
Having
That's
one.
What they were saying. Can you imagine kunyari finally mapas,
no? Capitalism.
It's a 3-day weekend.
Oh.
Pero may pasok pa rin. You watch everybody having 3-day weekends and you're like,
so wala. Wala,
wala, wala. So the top 10 sauna naman. Actually, pwede yun, ha? Kunyari, that would be a good sauna naman. Sauna naman, 3 days and weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a perfect
or
example.
Or sauna naman, sagutin mo na ako.
Yeah. Ayun, pwede rin. So basta sauna naman. So, if you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag sauna naman. It's S-O-N-A and then naman.
Yeah.
Okay? So there you go.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 2.
TMR. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today, and here we go. Thank you to Jerome for suggesting this. Let's start off with, let's see here. The top 10 sauna naman. Right. Parang ano yung honggondo.
Honggondo naman. Speaking of which,
what?
That's a Monday.
I know, right? Actually, Okay. No, that's the thing. It's well, we'll tell you.
Okay.
Because right. Del is absent.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Let's do the top 10 sauna naman. We have Mrs. Bond. Sauna naman, mabawasan na ang mga nakakatakot na selfie pics.
You know, I think it was Jolly that said it.
Yeah.
That he actually put a really good point that selfies have been around for quite some time. Like, the minute we had, like, all those...
A front cam.
Not even the front camera.
Really?
Because you would always do that before. Like, remember how, how you would overextend your hand
overextend
and take a picture
hand.
Of yourself, even with the back camera. At the onset of, like, even with, you know, digicams or whatever. I'm sure we already took that. But the minute somebody called it a selfie, that's when it started getting really annoying.
I guess. Tsaka remember, that's why they even marketed those sticks na may patungan ng camera
para
sa dulo.
Para pwede mong so i-timer really, like, and yeah.
Kahit malayo, marami kayo ka.
So selfies have been around for quite some time. I just don't know why it is that it's just more annoying when it's called a selfie.
No, plus I think it became like, I think people started to abuse the selfie more recently.
I think that's because of Instagram.
I think so. Yeah, Instagram.
I think that's Instagram's fault.
I think it's really Instagram.
Yeah.
Because you hardly see selfies that tweet pic. It's always Instagram.
Yeah.
It's really...
Or on
and
Facebook.
Facebook.
Well, but usually you just place it on their profile picture kasi.
Oh, actually that's...
So I guess that's more...
No, tsaka you know what's annoying with selfies?
Mm.
Kasi di ba parang dati, you try to approximate... How you
now,
would look
you
like.
Now, because you can see exactly.
Now, you can see. Tapos alam mo talaga, like even on the plane, when I see people taking selfies.
Yeah.
Ito lang, papuntang Boracay.
Yeah.
You see people taking selfies. Nakakairita pala siya. Pag
nakita mo.
When you're watching them emote, Yeah. And I'm sure sila rin, like if people were to watch us have take these selfies, I'm sure mairita rin sila. Pero the very idea of you can see how you look like this, yung alam mo yung pop-out ka ng lips, o may emote ka, it's a bit annoying really when you think about it.
In the same way that like, okay, when you're video calling with somebody, do you ever feel that little bit of like awkwardness? Especially if it's a video call in public. Have you ever tried?
Like,
let's just say FaceTime in public.
Hindi ako ma-video call.
It's so, ano eh. It's so, medyo embarrassing siya.
Really?
Pag ma-video call ka.
Kasi yung video call ko, usually sa kwarto lang.
Ako rin usually pag gabi. Doon lang ako nag-video call.
Yung video call. Kasi parang,
yung bago matulog.
Kasi syempre kailangan malakas ang wifi.
Nag-video call ka. Tapos may privacy ka. Kasi nga, medyo awkward.
Nakaka-awkward.
Awkward nga mag-video call in public.
At saka, kunyari, ayaw mong makita yung ng ibang tao yung ka-video call mo. Diba?
Video.
Nga ka, video call nga. So, kailangan, mas ano ka,
mas secretive.
Mas secretive ng konti.
Ilalock mo yung pinto, ganyan.
Pero, parang, I love video calling. Kasi, you know, it's really a nice.
Of course. Who do you video call with?
Kung sino yung wala. Eh, iba video call mo kasi hindi ka naman maano eh, di ba? Moving on. Pwede tayo mag-move on.
May time ba tayo?
Meron. The top 10, sona naman. Chenong says, sona naman, magkatuloy na sina Badingdong at Adonis.
Ay.
Eh, tignan natin.
We'll see.
We will find out soon enough.
Because even I don't know. Just a team of creative writers.
No, even the team doesn't know.
They just find out as we go.
Neil Yamato says, sona naman, wala nang tatawid sa highway na may bit-bit na cabinet.
And somebody actually sent us a photo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Pero yung cabinet nila nakalagay sa cart. Yung may gulong.
Yeah, the ones you saw on C5. As in literal.
Literal kasi bit-bit nila eh, yung cabinet. And the cabinet was not as big as that one.
Yeah.
The one we saw na nasa cart.
Okay.
And Neil Yamat, let's see here. Coco Hernandez says, sona naman, tumaas na ang exchange rate ng aking hard-earned peso. Pero for our OFWs naman, they want it the other way around. They like it high, the exchange rate.
Isn't it a little bit okay? Because remember, like a couple of...
It's much better now.
Yeah, because a couple of years back, it was like 47.
Yeah. No, di ba nag 50 na?
Nag 50 yata.
Nag 50 na.
Oh, and now it's like 43?
Yeah, 43.
Yeah.
It kind of stabilized at 43. Yeah.
So that... Well, but then again, remember like... When was this? Early 90s? It was like 20-something pesos per dollar.
Oh. And also, Mr. Maria says, sana naman, manalo tayo laban sa Miss China sa mga beauty contest na ginanap sa China.
Asa ka pa.
Hindi mangyayari yun. And
I have to say, Miss China really was pretty.
Pero which Miss China was that?
I don't know. I'm not sure
it's
which
one.
It's
a Miss China.
It's a Miss China. Yeah. Not sure which Miss China it was.
And basta wag siya bad.
Uh-oh.
Kasi kailangan good China.
Good China, not a bad one.
Exactly.
But a fine China, di ba?
Yeah, fine China.
That's what Chris Brown sings
But not
about.
A bad one.
Yeah, exactly.
Not a bad one.
Exactly.
And also, Mad Matt Mark says, sana naman, magka-girlfriend na si Pinoy.
Hasn't he been dating?
Yeah, pero like ano na talaga.
Like an actual girlfriend.
And
Padyo mo George Clooney siya.
I know, right? Si Axel, nakakasal. Sana naman, mag-break na tayo para maging tayo naman. Nakakairita. Parang talaga hondo-hondo. Tsaka parang, parang people's mouths are like in a circle.
Yeah,
and
there's
they can't
a hollow space
it.
In the middle. Oh,
sana naman, hondo-hondo. And Kiko Monster says, sana naman, malasing ulit si Chico para may lalohan moment na naman at may marirecord ulit si Gino. I'll be more careful. Especially around this guy.
I'm sure you were trying to be careful then.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I remember the next day.
And you know, you're fine with recordings because you can always edit it.
What do you mean?
I mean, you can always like...
I didn't edit mine.
No, but I don't think you'll ever come up with anything like really, really...
And what if I started talking
shocking.
About my crushes?
Ano problema mo?
Walang yaka, ha? If ever...
Hello, you think I'll actually play it?
Now that you can actually...
You think I'd actually play it?
Now that we are actually... Who knows?
Hello, I have photos of you. Did I post them?
Shh.
What?
Stop it.
I have photos of you partying.
Okay, pero let's just, ano.
I have a topless photo of you.
Instead of asking me when I'm speaking in gibberish and extracting permission from me, now that, you know, you can, no playing of any recording that involves crushes.
No.
I don't know. No what?
Now I don't agree.
Pero pag...
Kanina, I would have agreed. But because you accused me that I am a bad friend and I would play something like that, might as well stick to what you said. Parang ano yan eh. Parang, ah, sige ah. So, tingin mo masama akong anak. Eh, di magpapakasamang anak na lang ako.
What an excuse. How lame.
We'll see how things go.
Una loco po ko says, sana naman itigil na ang mga OA sendi na post sa Facebook at Twitter. I guess pag sobra, it's okay every now and then.
Paulit-ulit, yeah.
Wag lang yung parang, like, kunyari, you know how like some people, all you ever read from their Facebook account or their Twitter accounts are complaints about other people. Nakakapagod. So, pag rin puro...
But then again, you always have the option kasi to unfollow them.
Oh, well, that is true.
Unfriend them or something
and
like
sometimes
that.
Sometimes kasi you
can. Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. But there's a mute button.
Yeah.
Kasi... You don't know what they're going through also. Like, what if for them, that's the only vent or release
only outlet
they have? Yeah.
Only outlet. Pagbigyan mo na. No, I guess it's the, ano, it's the... Yung alam mong nagpapapansin.
Ah, yeah. Well, that's the case. Yeah.
Kasi there are people, when they really post, it, like, you get panicked.
You feel it.
Tsaka yung parang, whoa, are you okay?
Yeah.
And then there are those na pag nag-post ng emo, parang, oh, ito na naman siya.
Papapansin na naman. No. Diba? Kasi alam mo naman, okay naman talaga sila.
Diba? And also, the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10, Sona Naman, comes from, let's see here, comes from Mash Plutonium.
Mass Plutonium says,
sana naman umasta na ayon sa kagandahan.
Act accordingly.
Diba?
Kasi so, some people kasi they kung humirit mo kala mo sinong sobrang ganda.
Oh, either kung makapintas akala mo kung sino maganda or kung makapagpa-cute.
Oo.
Akala mo cute.
Yeah. Diba? Selfie ng selfie.
Oh, diba? Tapos minsan
you know, it's something that you don't want to say.
No, it's true, huh? I mean, like, you're not saying that just because you're not pretty, hindi ka pwede mag-selfie. Obviously not. You see people who aren't pretty at all doing selfies and you're okay.
Yeah.
And then there are those na parang for some reason, gusto mong tirisin talaga. Kasi,
I think kasi you know when people feel like they're
so pretty.
Yeah.
Actually, it's okay to be not pretty. Pero pag feeling pretty ka, I guess that's what's...
Or siguro kung hello, kunwari, hindi ka naman kagandahan, medyo swangs ka. Tapos, like 90 to 95% of your account on Instagram is composed mainly of selfies. Then it's kind of like,
well,
parang...
Yeah.
Kasi even with like, let's just say pretty celebrities,
pag puro selfies,
it's kind of a turn off when you see that it's all selfies, no matter how pretty they are. I mean, at first you're like, wow, hot nito, sige lang, selfie pa na selfie. But after a while, you're like, don't you have anything else? You know what I mean? Like,
wow, well, meron din namang.
Eh, ikaw kasi.
Meron akong mga pinafollow para okay lang.
This is why
100% selfies.
I cannot guarantee non-disclosure
of the ano. As in, I really enjoy it, ha, pag puro selfie, ah. At saka yung mga outfit of the day nila, very, skimpy de Leon. Okay sa akin yun. Okay lang. I mean, iyon ko yun ang trip nila. Who am I to argue?
Right.
You know, if it's, especially if they're aesthetically pleasing. Tsaka artistic naman yung pagkakashoot eh.
Yung mga may umaangle-angle. Oh.
Tsaka pag, you know, kinis. Okay, so the top 10, sana naman. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Sona Lamar.
TMR, The Morning Rush, top 10.
The Morning Rush, top 10.
Monster Radio, RX93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. We are thanking Jerome for sending in the topic for today. The top 10 Sauna naman.
Sauna naman.
Or no more.
No. Sauna
no more. No
more. It's barely unintelligible.
I don't even understand
it.
Sauna
naman.
All right. Let's start off with Marky Bowie. Sauna naman. Mabago na natin ang Filipino time. Hashtag note to self.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, Leifi says, sauna naman, pag bumaha sa Espanya, wala na yung batalyon ng ibis na lilipad papunta sa'yo.
Oh my God, do they really have that?
Because remember, if it's flooded, if they stay in the sewers,
tapos they get out of there.
They have to escape. So they come out in droves. Can you imagine that? Out from all the, like, all the crevices and cracks and drains.
God.
From the drains. Can you imagine you're like doing number two? You're sitting in the toilet bowl. Tapos biglang, from all the drains from where you are, an ocean of roaches come out. What would you do?
You know, the other day.
There's no escape.
Like last week, wala na, suicide.
Yeah.
No, the other, last week, I saw like baby roaches in my bathroom. I was so shocked.
Ew.
Because the whole time I've stayed in my, you know, the place that I rent out.
Yeah.
There's never been a cockroach.
You've never seen a cockroach? Lucky
never,
you.
Never. Because I really asked my household help to make it a point na parang
super
spray, clean, ganyan-ganyan. And then, on that same night, I was so scared na parang atakiin ako nung mama roach kasi pinapatay ko yung baby roach.
I mean, you do know it is impossible, right? You can't, like, kill all the roaches in your house. There will be roaches. No matter how clean. Because remember, even if, let's say, your unit is super clean, the other units are not as clean.
No, I have like yung mga stoppers sa ilalim ng door so they don't
get
to go in.
Since when does that ever stop?
Hey, that
roaches?
Works.
Really?
Yeah, they can't go through it because they can't squeeze that thinly.
No, other holes.
Yun nga, yung mga drain.
Diba? Tsaka yung sometimes...
I'm actually having those screen things put into the drain.
Ah, yeah.
Because that actually stops them. But feeling ko, alam mo... Feeling ko talaga, what really happened is that like one of those baby roaches latched onto my bag, to my backpack from here.
Yeah.
And then I bring it home, and then it just feeling ko talaga that's how I got it.
Because remember, like ano, like in the house, we have these strange noises sa ceiling. No, but they're not roaches. They're like animals. Like they're either a cat or a really big rat.
Oh my God.
Because it's like running around. Akala ko for like I was on the computer. Akala ko the dogs were able to get into the house,
right.
Went upstairs and started running around. Kasi talaga ang kalabog.
Ang talaga, oh.
And then when I took off my headsets, that's when I realized.
Na-interrupt ba yung viewing mo? Ano ba?
Naka-headphones ako eh. So hindi ko masyadong na ano. Pagtanggal ko na headphones ko, I was like, oh my gosh. As in, parang nagrarambulan sa ceiling.
Tapos tao pala, no?
No! Stop it! Hindi, kasi parang ang lakas ng kalabog talaga eh. And they're big.
Parang ano, parang Conjuring.
You know, I had a bad dream.
What?
Last night.
What?
I was reading a book, but it wasn't my room eh. Kasi ang itsura nung wherever I was in bed, reading a book. Tapos sa harap ko, sliding door.
Okay.
Na glass.
Yeah.
And then...
That's bad feng shui.
And then, as I was reading, I realized there was a kid there. Madilim, so I could barely see him. Pero alam ko nandun siya. Tapos alam mo yung naka what do you call that? Yung sumisilip sa loob ng room.
Yeah.
Na with his hands na naka...
So he could see through the glass, yeah.
Oo, pero hindi siya gumagalaw. Naka ganun lang. So obviously, he was looking at me.
Right.
While I was reading my book. So I was like, shoot. There's this kid right outside while I'm reading my book.
Mm.
So inignore ko siya. As in like hours pass, hindi siya gumagalaw.
Okay.
Until finally... He started moving and started opening the door.
Oh my God.
That's when
God.
I woke up. Alam mo yung hours of tension na parang...
Oh my God.
He starts opening the door. Talaga ako like... And what do you do? You're in a room. Diba talaga?
You should have ran away the first place.
Hindi, kasi nga parang, alam mo yun, yung parang, I don't know why. I don't know what the setup in the dream was, but I couldn't. Yung parang, I just had to stay there and like pretend I wasn't freaking out.
Fingo, that's your psychological, ano.
And I was so scared.
Baka it's your inner child. You're neglecting your inner child. and it's just looking at you until eventually you just...
Wow, like, I'm so mature.
I know, right? That actually doesn't make sense at all.
What inner child? Puro outer child na nga eh.
Or baka naman, ano, that
but it was so
child,
scary. It
that
was
little
scary.
Child was you. And the, instead of a glass door, that was actually a closet. A glass closet.
It's coming out. How does it look like out there?
I wonder what it's like out there. Tapos you, lying down, reading a book, is, you know, that's exactly what's happening. It's chill. But in your head, what you don't know is that it's all in your head. Because the whole time you're reading and lying
I'm
down,
reading.
You're freaking out also.
But I'm pretending I'm reading.
But... Yun na nga, but you're also freaking out because you're seeing this, you know, little
this
child
kid,
looking
oh.
into you. Maybe that's why.
Na parang, Mark, it could just be a horror story.
No, way, dreams always mean
out story?
Dreams always mean something. I swear to God, that little child is you trying to come out of the.
It wasn't a closet.
This it's a glass closet. Del has said this before.
It was a balcony. Mas malaki nga yun nandun sa labas eh.
Oh no. Well, maybe you're the, no. Maybe that child is
wants to go back in the car.
Oh, parang balik ka na. Balik ka na.
Masyadong wild dito
sa labas. Ka na. Kagulo dito. Nakikita mo ba? Do you see the wilderness behind?
Kagulo dito eh. Also, Super Wabi says, sana naman, i-Google mo muna yung lyrics bago mo kantahin. Ang hirap ng sounds like yung mga iniimbento mong lyrics. Sakit niya naman magsalita. Also, let's see here. Fat Kid Inside says, sana naman, this is actually nice. Mm. Sana naman, mas maraming Pinoy ang mag-travel within the Philippines.
Yeah.
I really think, you know, you would be surprised. The moment you start traveling within the Philippines, outside of Boracay and Palawan, yeah. And then really, you would be surprised at how many places there are
you can
to visit.
Go. I mean, hello, it's there are 7,107
islands. It's insane.
Island. Yeah.
Hindi mo talaga mapapagkasha which ones you want to go to next. Yeah. Sa sobrang dami.
But sometimes, kasi it's weird that domestic flights are more expensive than actually going abroad.
Actually, Palawan flights are really expensive.
Yeah.
Super expensive. Especially if you have to, if it's not the main airlines.
Yeah.
If you have to take those, like,
one of those
small
smaller
ones.
Planes.
Oh my gosh, it's insane. At least 9,000.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And how much is it to, like, per go person. To Hong Kong? You can get a ticket for like 6,000-7,000.
Yeah. Diba? It's insane then. And kasi naman, those are like the islands na wala talagang big airports.
Yeah.
So it's a private thing. And the top, sana naman, comes from Manvale.
Manvale says,
sana naman, mag full show guest appearance of The Morning Rush, si Cecilio Susuman. pag-isipan natin mabuti yan.
Kasi parang 5 minutes pa lang, wala na kami.
Nakakatakot talaga.
Wala na kami trabaho. Either we die of a heart attack, or...
Kasi we've had Michael V on the show.
Yeah, for sure.
Pero ito, talagang purely si
Cecilio Susuman.
Susuman.
Yeah.
So talagang kailangan siya.
Hmm.
Tingnan natin, we'll see. Mali mo. The top 10, sana naman, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag sana naman.
The Morning Rush, Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush, RX93.1.
TMR, The Morning Rush, top 10.
The Morning Rush, top 10.
Monster Radio, RX93.1, time for the top 10 for today. Here we go. Okay, wow. There are so many. Grabe. Okay, let's try to, like, get into some of the sauna naman. Mark Paredes says, sauna naman, umepekto na yung alak. Ang tagal mong tumumbay. Hinihintay talaga.
Ang nagbabalak talaga. Hindi, pero minsan naman, okay. You don't just... Maybe because I'm guilty of this also.
Oh, sige.
Hindi mo naman pinapatumba. More of just, you know, let your guard down.
Yeah.
Let your hair down.
Yeah.
It's more of like, I'm making you drink just so you can sort of like open up a little bit and not be too walled
uptight.
In. Yeah. And it's so difficult to date somebody who doesn't drink.
Actually.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, I guess in high school it was
kasi
alright.
Kasi mga health freaks. Yung mga hindi, health buff.
Yung minsan allergic talaga. Like, they're really allergic to alcohol.
Ah, literally?
Yeah, like, literally. I know somebody who, like, her throat tightens up.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Excuse me. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's true. Hindi, mahirap talaga yun kasi delikado yun, ha? Delikado yun. Well, I'm just saying delikado yun. Grabe ka, Gino.
Ikaw ang grabe.
Grabe ka. And,
I was just sharing a random factoid.
What? Marky Boy says, sana naman, sabihin na ni Chico, kahit isa lang, either Radio 1 crush, celebrity crush, o kung sino si Baby Will, kahit isa lang.
Ako na lang. Ako tanong.
Hindi ka tinatanong.
Talaga?
And, Anne Douglas says, sana naman, abutan ko ang may jowas jowa kung meron today. We will find out.
Okay.
Medyo cliffhanger.
Medyo may suspense.
Hindi natin alam kung matutuloy or hindi kasi wala si Shaniqua. But,
Basta either way, we'll have something for you.
Yes.
Either way.
And also, let's see here. Joan Charmed says, sana naman, mag-increase na ng salary sa company. Nakakailang angat na yung mga minimum wager. So what does that mean? Naunahan ka ng
naunahan
minimum wager?
Siguro. Parang baka he's mid-level management.
Oh.
And then...
Wow. But that's weird. Naunahan ka pa ng minimum wager.
No, but sometimes kasi it's mandatory eh.
Ah, wow.
Diba kasi like, let's just say the government raised minimum wage.
Right.
Then the company would be forced to give everyone an increase. I mean, at least for the minimum wage workers. Whereas mid-level management, hindi sila maabutan nun. Because they're still earning way past minimum wage.
Mark Paredes says, sana naman, maintindihan mo na importante rin ang EQ, hindi lang puro IQ. They really say there are two different, ano ha?
Like, yeah.
They're both as...
Equally important.
Kaya lang magkaiba sila ng why one is important and why the other is also
important.
And
I think it's harder to test for EQ.
Mahirap yan.
Kasi IQ, like, it's just a set
you'll
of
need, ano, marshmallows,
tests.
Diba?
Well,
that's one test.
That's one test. I'm sure as an adult, you can actually, like...
Dine Girl says...
Sabihin nilagyan tayo ng marshmallow sa harap.
Sona naman, kapag sinabi mong 25F hot... Ano? 25F hot
25 female.
Eh, but hot and macho.
Ay.
Kaya nga eh.
I don't know. You read the entry.
Hindi, yun ang nakalagay. 25F, hot and macho ka. Eh, totoong hindi ka tahang-isip. Or siguro yung mga parang cute girl 22.
Oh, yung mga ganun.
You're not cute, you're not a girl, and you're not 22.
Mga hottie 93. 93
ano,
years 30, old na.
Ano, ko naman, low lang hot.
Kumukugar lang.
And also, Mr. Maria says, sana naman, yung macho sa kanto, walang load.
Uh-huh.
Yun eh, kailangan kasi, kasi pag wala siyang load, pwede kang, di ba, pumapel. Di ba? And Camilo says, sana naman, hindi mo ako iiwan. Oh, that's the hope.
Yeah.
And Fat Kid Inside says, this is for Chico. Sana naman, mag-concert na finally si Madonna sa Philippines. Alam mo, I don't even believe it anymore. Remember recently, meron na naman. Like,
didn't
this promoter,
she have a concert here before? No.
Ever, no.
Ever.
There's this recent ano na naman na parang pinakita pa niya yung paper na it's a done deal.
Si Madonna to?
Yeah. Wala pa rin. Ilan na yan? Mga false alarm. Mga...
What if she does? But she's like mga 80 plus na.
Namahan. Literally Lola Madonna. Lola. Do you know that they...
But would you still go?
Noong 80s, they had a contest. Lola Madonna.
What do you mean?
Literally Lola
Madonna.
Lola
na nagmamadonna.
Yung mga one of those parang Itbulaga or something. And then parang they got real Lolas dancing to like Material Girl. Ganun pa. The 80s version of Madonna pa. Dancing to Madonna.
Tapos nakapira yung mga Coney Boom. Ano,
wala pa nung Coney Boom
bra.
Noon.
Ah, wala
in,
ba?
Like second album pa lang ni Madonna. Pero ito, pag 83 na siya pumunta dito, literally,
Lola Madonna.
And also, let's see here. Sentient Joy says, ito, this is for Pinoy's. Sana naman, matuto tayong lahat pumili. At wala na yung mga singit at siksik.
Yeah.
Nakakapikon talaga. Both, lalo pag ang tagal mong nakapila.
Like, pati sa... On the road.
Yeah.
Because usually that's what people do. Like,
no, ano, yung, di ba yung, what they call that, yung alternate?
Yeah.
Kunyari, dalawa, kunyari yung, from two parts.
From
tapos,
two parts, it converges into one
kunyari,
lane.
Kunyari, exit sa parking. Yeah. Dapat yan alternate, automatic na yun.
That's
hindi
true.
Singitan.
And also, like, let's just say, you know that area in front of Star Mall on EDSA?
Yeah.
Like all the buses, they're supposed to just be on their lane. But what they do and what causes traffic is when their lanes are all jammed up,
right.
Some of the buses will go on the private on the, vehicles yes. lanes and then squeeze in right before it converges again to two lanes.
Making it traffic for everybody.
Making it traffic for everybody.
Even the ones not going in that lane.
Yes.
And also, Manvale says, sana naman, meron tayong free coffee every Wednesdays. Or parang ganun. Basta like it's a free coffee.
Yeah, like a little incentive.
Na parang everybody gets free coffee.
Cookie Tuesdays.
Ah!
Diba? How wonderful would that be?
Oh, man.
Diba
parang everyday parang yeah. meron kang free something.
Pizza Mondays. I like Pizza Mondays.
Donut Fridays.
Pwede rin.
Or French Fridays.
French Fridays.
French Fridays. Libre French fries.
But I want Pizza Mondays.
Ang sarap. Oh, man.
Right? Or Tapa Tuesdays.
Liver Lunes. Libreng liver.
Ew. Tapa Tuesdays na lang.
Tapa Tuesdays.
Tapa Tuesdays.
Tapos, pag Wednesday, what's W?
I know.
Water Wednesdays.
Libre tubig. Yay!
Libreng water. Di ba? Parang masaya yun, ha? Kiko Monster says, sana naman, pwede na akong umuwi ng Pilipinas and stay there for good. I think a lot of people talaga yeah. na abroad,
yeah.
given the choice, they would.
That's true.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10, sana naman. It is sauna day today, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Comes from Dre54.
J54 says,
sana naman, marami pang seasons ang may jowa's jowa. Ilang episodes ba ang sa season?
Well, depends. Like, Game of Thrones is 10.
We have to plan an cliffhanger.
Because I mean, think about it this way. Game of Thrones is 10. But then again, you have like series like Arrow. Arrow is 24.
Oh, wow.
23 bar or something like that. It depends on the season, really. It depends on the series.
It's up to us.
Yeah, because I think Suits means 15, means 16 or something.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. All right, so the top 10 sauna naman. If you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag sauna naman.
Wagyu Wednesdays.
Wagyu Wednesdays.
Waffle Wednesdays. Oh, Wine Wednesdays. Dain pala.
Oo nga, no? Wag kumain Wednesdays. Kasi diet.
Libre. Libre na wag kumain. Okay.
Diba? Libre yung wag kumain. Alright, so there you go.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush. Part 3.
TMR. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to Jerome for suggesting this. The top 10 sauna naman.
Sauna naman.
Let's start off with the savior. I thought this is for Pinoy. Sauna naman. Ayusin na ang, for me, the two biggest problems natin. Baha at traffic.
Yeah.
Baligtarin natin. Gawin natin traffic at baha.
Kasi
yung baha nangyayari lang when it's raining.
Yeah,
traffic
happens every single freaking day.
Whether the weather's great or bad, it doesn't matter. It's traffic.
And you know what? I hope people actually hear this, and I'm sure you've seen it before, but
yeah.
seriously, like even over the weekend, you know when there's absolutely no traffic
even
whatsoever
on Sundays,
on EDSA?
Yeah.
But the minute buses just start piling up, that's when all the traffic happens.
I know, you literally
see it. I don't know. I don't understand how... I'm sorry, but this just has to be said. I don't understand how government officials don't see this.
Yeah.
That, alam mo yung literally, sobrang traffic. Like, just sa may Guadalupe area.
Yeah.
You know that mall that I'm... It's not a mall.
Yeah.
But like right before the MRT station
That's
on Guadalupe, northbound.
Yeah.
when you pass by it, like literally, it's so traffic from Estrella all the way till that area.
Yeah.
But once you're past it, once you're past the buses and the jeeps, mm-hmm. everything is free and clear. I don't understand how they cannot see that and they can't
even along ano, even Ortigas.
Yeah.
The flyover.
Aye.
It's always just the buses in that area,
diba?
With the malls, and then suddenly it's like.
And
it's
do
free
any
after
of the
that.
Buses get reprimanded for this? Do any of the buses get penalized or fined? I don't think so.
Yeah. Actually, ano, tas after that, ano naman, Cubao.
Yeah.
It's where the buses are. That's
and,
where the clogging
and
is.
Really, the first thing that you can think of is to implement 2 days of coding for private cars.
Yeah.
Maybe you
it's
should
a touchy topic.
Maybe you should try doing something about that first.
Yeah.
Then if that doesn't work, then maybe you can start talking about...
like coding.
Yeah.
Because you have to establish first it. That's what's really causing the traffic. The private vehicles. Because when you study it, yeah, it's the buses. And...
Tsaka pwede ba? Pwede bang pahirapan natin yung licensing test?
Yeah.
Because, okay...
Good luck with that.
Just to be completely honest, yes, buses do cause a lot of traffic on EDSA. But at the same time, driver education here is horrible.
Yeah. People don't know. They just don't know. Like, if you ask them about the whole... You know, yung first to intersection, first to go.
Yeah.
I bet you, like yeah, 90% wala. Probably
or
wouldn't
they know
that it even exists.
They know it in theory.
Yeah.
But they never practice it. Like, there's this one area... it's a long EDSA also. Medyo further down south, like the Magallanes area.
Yeah.
There's a stoplight there, just so people from the Magallanes area can sort of exit EDSA.
Yeah.
Even if it's a red light, people
still
pass. And it's like, this is not a suggestion.
Yeah.
It's a traffic light.
Mm-hmm. And this one I like from Camilo. Sana naman, yung mga nagpo-protesta won't just oppose, but also propose.
Mm.
I mean, you know, it's one thing. I mean, don't just tell us what's wrong. Try to help out then and like, what could be done?
Yeah.
Diba? Kasi ang hirap nung puro ka lang reklamo.
Oh, sige, let's do that then. Reduce the buses.
Exactly. No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Diba? You can't just say, no, don't do that.
Think of a solution.
Don't do that. I mean, be part of the solution as well.
Yeah.
If you can.
Yeah.
If you can.
But, you know, a lot of people will argue kasi that even if they have solutions, nobody listens to them.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? Na parang like, let's just say, some of the government numbers out there that when you give them a call, nobody ever picks up.
Yeah.
Nobody. Even if it says, like, it's an ad that says, blah, 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 give us a call.
Uh-oh.
But the minute you call them, nobody picks up.
Tsaka yung for to report ganyan, text us.
Or call ganyan, nobody ever picks up.
But it is true. And also, let's see here. Mrs. Bond, sana naman, pag tinawagan ko yung tobero at dinala ko siya sa gripo, alam niya yung gagawin niya. Kasi like, ay, gripo.
Pinapahi. Pakita mo, nililinis niya lang with his towel.
Yung parang, ay, it's actually a plumbing problem. And also...
Look at this. Rene Passis Jr. or Rene Etik was just saying, you know what's ironic?
Yeah.
That area is so problematic all the time. The one that we were just talking about. But the MMDA is actually right smack beside that area.
It is true.
So I don't...
Mm-hmm.
Diba? It's kind of crazy. Hey, what's up to Mike Luwakian and to Linus? They're also, he's also tuned in. Linus was just saying, maraming binibigyan ng lisensya na hindi dapat binibigyan ng lisensya.
Yeah.
You know what? My dad would always say this to me before, that sometimes I think it's because both for private vehicles and public utility vehicles,
mm-hmm.
na umabot sa point na whenever it's a horrible, you know, like a blatant offense. Like let's just say running a red light on a clearly like red light.
Mm-mm.
Take away the license.
Wala, they don't.
Yun ang ay.
No, because like I remember a friend of mine who used to ride buses all the time.
Yeah.
To work. Was telling me that he was talking to one of the... what do you call that? The conductor.
Yeah.
And then...
they're on a commission basis.
He noticed that sa ibang stops, they don't stop.
Yeah.
Yung mga illegal areas. Nakita mo, ang daming bus, pero sila hindi siya nagsistop. Tapos pag pumara ka, sabi nila, ay, hindi, bawal pong bumaba dito.
Mm.
And then in some areas... pag may pumara, kahit in the middle of the street, they will just stay there and then maghihintay sila ng passengers and all that. So he goes, how How come sometimes you follow the rules and then sometimes you don't follow the rules? And then you know what? Supposedly, this is just hearsay.
Hearsay.
Supposedly, the conductor said, kasi dun sa areas na tumitigil tayo, dun kami may...
Something. Yeah.
And then in the places where we can't stop,
wala kami
sisitahin kami kasi wala kami... And apparently, there are signs
on the
bus itself to tell the cops na, ano to?
Meron to. Quote-unquote protectado. Diba that's always been the talk
around
town.
And it was like, wow, really? Apparently, there's this like... signal language that's going on that we don't know about.
Yeah. And another thing that a lot of people are saying is that I think, if I'm not mistaken, from what I know, most of the drivers earn on commission.
Okay.
So kaya sila nag-uunahan.
Yeah,
kaya nakikita mo pag, when they're supposed to be just on that lane, what they do is inuunahan nila yung mga tumitigil to get to the next
to
one.
So,
you know, it just causes even more traffic. Now, Philip V actually has a solid point. He goes, you know, during rush hours, the buses aren't really enough for commuters. Probably not reduce them, but make them orderly. I completely agree with this.
Yeah.
Just
actually,
if you can,
alam mo,
a solid
public transport system,
yeah,
a reliable one. Di ba, like when we're in like Singapore or Hong Kong, I actually don't mind taking the train. It's actually fun.
Exactly. Hello.
Pero wag naman yung amoy kasi dito pag nagano parang minsan amoy usok ka na, amoy pawis pawis.
No, kasi just to get to the train, you'd have to take like 2 jeepneys, a tricycle,
exactly,
and then you get to the train.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Diba? Oh, wow. Okay, and
Sorry. Cian Rui Daddy was just saying, I have a friend who literally does not know how to drive, but he has a professional driver's license.
Wow. Wow.
Don't tell Ish was just saying, see, people here see a license as a right instead of a privilege.
Yeah. Right.
And that's...
You have to earn it.
Yeah.
But in the U.S., it's
in
so
the
funny.
In the U.S., it's so difficult to get
We have movies about taking the... Ano yung DMV?
Yeah.
Diba? Like yung...
Na parang 3 times sila umuulit.
3 times na... And some celebs.
Yeah.
Like...
They don't have licenses.
They're big celebrities, but they can't seem to get a license because they always fail.
Yeah.
And the top, Sona Naman, comes from... Chenong.
Chenong says...
Sona Naman... Manalo na finally ang UP sa UAAP. Even last night in our family, because you know, a lot of the people in our family are like so
UP.
Into basketball.
Yeah.
No, I'm just so into basketball.
Okay.
So they're talking about UP na. Muntik na, pero not quite.
Not quite, yeah.
All right, so the top 10 Sona Naman, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Sona Naman.
The Morning Rush, Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush, RX93.1.
Monster Radio, RX93.1. Time for the news for today. And it's an interesting thing how Corey Monteith's death points to an overdose of alcohol and heroin. We all know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, what's a nice guy like Corey doing with stuff like drugs and alcohol?
Right.
According to some psychiatrists, the answer is simple. He couldn't control it. Now, drug abuse may be due to a mental or psychiatric illness. Several researches are now focusing on the relationship between attention deficit hyperactive disorder, or ADHD, and substance abuse. At the Pediatric Psychopharmacology Unit of the Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston, Dr. Joseph Biederman and associates have data to show that ADHD is indeed associated with psychoactive substance use disorder, or PSUD, or better known as drug abuse. Now, dopamine. One theory of ADHD points to the lack of dopamine in the brain. Now, what is dopamine? Dopamine is a chemical in the body responsible for the reward system. So, dopamine is secreted after a gratifying activity such as eating, having sex, exercising, and even taking stimulants like cocaine, amphetamines, etc.
So, that's why they call it dope.
That's why they call it dope as well. Now, in Corey's case, he might not have known that he had ADHD, and he turned to drugs and alcohol to find his reward. So every time we feel satisfied, it's actually dopamine, whether it's you ate something delicious or you had sex or you had a satisfying exercise.
Yeah.
That feeling of satisfaction is from dopamine. And it is a chemical that the body excretes.
Right.
So, if you have ADHD, you have a lack of dopamine. Therefore, you keep trying to... For some people, you're addicted to food.
Yeah.
You keep eating. For some people, you're addicted to sex. You keep having sex. Or for some people, you take illegal substances.
Yeah.
Just to find that high that the body should have secreted, in the first place. But didn't. So, very interesting. And I think... they should really look into this because a lot of people suffer from ADHD and, you know, if it is proven, maybe they should look into that because you're predisposed to abusing one thing or another. Not necessarily drugs. It could be something else.
Wow.
Right? It's something to look for. Look into.
Look into.
Yeah. So hopefully the research is... more researches are done into this so that we get to know for a fact if ADHD is linked to substance abuse.
All right.
All right. So there you go. That's the news for this hour. We have one more next hour. We'll give you more entertainment tidbits. But for now, you are still on The Morning Rush with your Kikai Barkada, only here on Manila's hottest Monster Radio RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush.
RX 93.1.
Ang nakaraan, umapokalips ang mundo ni Shaniqua nung kanyang mahuli ang asawa niyang si Badingdong na umaariba kasama ang kanyang best friend na si Adonis. Nawindang ang girlaloo sa inabutang eksena at libo-libong tanong ang pumasok sa kanyang isipan. Kailan nagsimula ang pag-iibigang ito? Gaano katagal na silang lihim na mag-jowa? Ngayon, ating babalik tanawin ang simula ng Tambalang Adobading sa My Jowa's Jowa, The Prequel. Hi, it's gym day today. Buti na lang, merong gym dito sa Paredes Street. Itong Gym Paredes. I'm meeting my trainer for the first time. Magaling daw siya eh.
Welcome to Gym Paredes. Hi, I'm your personal trainer, Adonis.
Oy, macho.
Sorry?
Ang sabi ko, nacho. Mahilig kasi ako sa nachos eh. Kaya nga, kailangan ko nang magpapayat eh.
Ah, mahilig ka din pala sa Mexican food. Actually, ako din eh. Mahilig naman sa burrito.
Hmm. Favorito ko din yung burrito. Parang bortang talong. Tortang talong. I love the shape. Easy to grip. Easy to chomp. Kahit jamburrito pa yan. Kaya ko ito. Kaya ko ito. Kaya ko ito.
Ay, size queen.
Excuse me?
I mean, ice cream. Another favorite.
I like my ice cream dirty, just like my intentions.
Si sir talaga? Puro biro?
Eto naman, don't call me sir. Kina-client zone mo naman ako eh.
Ah, ganun ba? So, what should I call you?
Call me, maybe? Joke! No, seriously. Call me anytime. Lols! Eto, totoo na. You can call me yours, but only if I can... call you mine.
Alam ko na. Let me just call you later after work. Because now, we need to lift weights. But okay, before lifting weights, what's the first thing you should do before starting your proper exercise?
Check out my grinder to see what's for dinner.
Wrong. Warm up for your stiff muscles.
Nako, no need to warm me up. Since napaka hot stuff mo na, you got my temperature rising.
Oh, sige. Kung nag-iinit ka na, let's just do the weight training. Let's start with pecs.
Naku, hindi ko type yung pecs na yan. Pwede bang squats na lang? Mas ginagamit ko pa yun eh. Pero, alam mo, come to think of it, I'm not in the mood to exercise. Tara, steam room na lang tayo.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Shoot!
Are you...
Yes, I'm metrosexual. Isang metro na lang, homosexual na.
Wow! Ako naman, I'm bi-curious. If you buy me dinner,
I'll be very curious.
Sana, ikaw ulit ang trainer ko next time.
It's a date. Kung gusto mo, home service pa eh.
Perfect. Here's my key.
To your condo?
No. To my heart.
Harot-harot din pag may time. Yan ang simula ng samahan ni Nabadingdong at Adonis. At yan din ang simula ng heartbreak ni Shaniqua. Kung sa gym nagsimula ang landian ng dalawa, saan naman magtatapos ang kaguluhan nila? Abangan ang susunod na kabanata ng nakakalokang radyo serye ng sangkabalingan.
Bading, bading, bading.
My Jawas Jawa.
Jawa, 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 Jawa.
The Morning Rush, Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush, RX 93.1.
It's Chico, it's Delamar,
and it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, Part 4.
Manila's hottest monster at RX 93.1, Sebastian and Grosso with Reload. And hey, can we just say hello and good morning to a couple of people who are tuned in? Let's say good morning to Mara, she's tuned in. Hi, Mara.
Hi, Mara.
And also to Sir Eric John King and the guys over at Beds.
Hey, hello, good
They're
morning.
All just laughing at that episode of My Joa Show.
The prequel.
And
the
quick
prequel.
Quick hello as well to Tin Gamboa, she's tuned
hey,
in. Hi,
morning.
Tin.
Good
and of
morning.
Course to Enzo Ronquillo, they're both tuned in. I think, well, I don't know where they're heading off to, but they both just recently celebrated their birthdays.
Oh, wow, happy
so
birthday.
So belated happy birthday.
Tell both of you.
All right, let's just read a couple of things.
Okay, some of the prequel comments. Somebody was saying, hi, nako. At Jim Paredes talaga. Grabe, pinag-isipan.
Jim.
And then also, somebody was saying, yep, it's Micha. OMG, I don't think I'm supposed to feel this way. Pero parang kinikilig ako kay Chico and Gina sa prequel episode.
And somebody was just saying that, parang bakit ganun? Mas interested yata ako sa storyline ng
prequel.
Padingdong at ni Adonis.
And then also, Shaz Catron was saying, napakalandister naman ni Badingdong. Talagang to my heart, hindi ko kinaya. And Mrs. Bond says, bakit parang si Gollum lang yung to my heart?
I know. Even I got a little bit scared. I was like, what happened there?
And then also, let's see here.
Mirsky Alex was just saying, I like the client zone. First meeting palang landian zone na talaga.
Siyempre. And Jen Aviso says, grabe, here's the key to my heart. OMG, tawang-tawa lang talaga. And Boy Bakal, who's on his way back to Costa Rica, was saying, buti na abutan ko yung may jowas jowa. Tama-tama, right before boarding, lol, napakaharot.
Alan Ruiz was just saying, come to think of it.
And then,
pero si I Am Naughty Boy may kulang daw. Dapat daw sa dulo nun, si Badingdong sabi, nice to meet you.
Alam nyo, wag kayong ganyan. Walang ganyanan. Ha? Walang ganyanan, mga friends.
Alam na yung mga nice to meet you na yan.
Northern G Lights was saying, OMG, grabe, lumagpas yung eyeliner ko sa kakatawa. And also,
my name is Axel, was just saying, alam mo, ang galing nung line about dirty ice cream, it's so applicable to real life situations.
Majako was saying, dapat my jowas jowa, the flashback. Oh my gosh, the flashback.
We should have thought
dapat
of that.
Yun! Oh. Mali!
The flashback.
And then somebody was saying, Renz, grabe namang nakakabitin yung my jowas jowa.
Wildcard DB was just saying, literally had to go to the office bathroom just so I could laugh out loud. But anyway, if you guys missed it, there will be a replay a little
there
bit was, earlier.
There will be a,
a little bit later on, not earlier on. That's impossible.
Kay was saying, pag ako na-terminate sa work ko, kayong lagon. Just way too hilarious than any other comedy film. Thank you, thank you.
Wildcard DB was also just saying, parang si Smeagol yung nagsabi nung that's the key to my heart. You kind of got a little, you kind of went a little overboard with
a
that.
A little
one.
Carried away.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yun. So, but thank you for enjoying. We will do a replay next hour.
Yep.
Okay.
Hi to Doc Carlo and the guys over at Melo. Hi.
Hey, hello. Good morning. Wow. Si Alan Ruiz already has the podcast.
Bilis.
Ang bilis. Grabe.
Wild.
Okay.
But anyway, there, for those, actually, he has all of the...
He has all of it.
He has all of the episodes. So for everybody who wants to check out, you know, the previous ones, we're on the fifth episode already of season one.
Knox!
Ah, diba? Tapos, nga, no? Legit na, kasi may prequel.
May prequel eh. Diba? Alam mo yung minsan yung kunyari, yung like, kunyari pag Survivor. Huh. Diba, like, yung pinakagitnang episode nila, yung parang recap.
Yeah. Can you just imagine? Because eventually, Del will give birth.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh my gosh.
And then maybe we can delve into the prequel even more.
Oh man.
Diba?
Oh, nga, oh, nga.
Diba?
Kaya, ma. We will consult our
team of writers. A.K.A. Chico.
Kung ano mangyayari sa susunod. Yes.
We'll find out soon enough.
All right.
Alpha Males on air. The Morning Rush.
TMR. The Morning Rush Top 10.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to Jerome for suggesting this. The top 10 Sonanamon. You tend to like round out your mouth when you say it. Mojako says, Sonanaman, dumating ang time na hindi ka na manghihinayang sa tax na binabayad mo pag nakita mo yung payslip mo.
Yeah. Sana.
And it's really difficult.
In different countries, they really see their taxes working for them. Like, healthcare, schooling.
Yeah. Diba, parang, like in Scandinavia, they get ang tax nila parang almost 50%.
Yeah, it's so high.
Of their sueldo.
It's so high, but they don't have to spend for anything. Like, right. I mean, when it comes to medical bills.
Yeah.
When it comes to the education of their kids. Literally, like, they don't have to spend for anything, so...
My brother was telling me, because my brother lives in Canada now.
Right.
They know somebody who got sick.
Yeah.
And it was a terminal illness.
Okay.
And you know what? The government, like, 100%.
Yeah.
Took care of everything.
Wow.
As in everything. Gamot. Even the, you know, even the, because when it got bad na.
Yeah.
Even yung the what do you call it? The nurse who comes over to your house to take care of you.
The nurse.
It's free.
Yeah.
You know the ones, because sometimes you're too weak already.
Yeah.
The patient is so weak that you need already
you
somebody
need
to be there.
Yeah.
Even that.
Wow.
Everything is free.
So imagine if the day comes that it's actually like that here. That'd be really nice.
Yeah. Pero diba, like, ano, ano eh, parang you're okay with paying taxes if you know that it...
If you know that it actually
goes
somewhere.
When the time comes, your government takes
care. Even roads.
Diba?
I mean,
something as simple
it.
As that.
Diba? Parang like you go to Hong Kong, Singapore, Japan, or whatever, any of the, you know, the nicer Asian countries, and you'll see that there isn't a single pothole.
Yeah.
A single one.
It's big, alam mo ba, it's big news to them pag may pothole.
Exactly.
Parang laking,
dito parang
such a big deal.
It's big news if you can find a stretch of road that doesn't have potholes.
Well, it is true. And also, Dre54 says, Sona naman, yung kapag lumalakas yung economy, nararamdaman ng lahat, hindi yung nadidinig mo lang na inuulat sa balita. You know how like sometimes you get to read the parang, oh, everything is improving, we're like, the Philippines is now, the ganyan-ganyan.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not doubting that it's true, but sometimes it would be nice if you could actually feel it.
Yeah.
Now you're really like, you know how like how we feel sometimes when we're visiting another country.
Yeah.
And we're like, wow, sana ganito
it's so nice.
You know, that's that sort of thing. Yung nararamdaman mo eh.
Yeah.
You don't see as much poverty out there.
But then again, the thing is, this doesn't happen in a term of 4 years.
You know, it's for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just for one president. It's not just for one.
It has to be a sunod-sunod thing eh.
Yeah. Kasi sometimes naman, makachempo tayo ng really good leader. Tapos afterwards, pag ang pumalit, not so good. Di ba?
Yung
mga ganun.
Yeah. And then, tsaka kunwari, like, let's just say, a couple of years back, when the whole MRT process was started, that was his vision.
Yes.
And then the leader after that had a completely different vision.
Yeah.
So hindi na naman natuloy yan. And then it's some half-baked project again.
Yeah.
So it's always like that. Na parang...
At saka sometimes
walang continuity.
And sometimes what happens here is lalo na pag nasa cusp yung project, hindi sinusuportahan nung the next president yung projects ng previous president.
Yeah.
So you know,
so it gets all jumbled up.
Diba? And also, Super Wabi says, this one I really, really, really agree. One of my dreams for our country. Super Wabi says, sana naman, mag-materialize na yung subway sa Manila. Because I really think that would solve a lot of the... Because like, a lot of people who don't like commuting, it's because of the... Parang lasog ka na pag...
Oo, by the time you get to work, umuyusok ka na, pawis-pawis ka pa.
Diba?
And, hello, it's a really warm country.
No, seriously, if I could go to work a la Singapore or Hong Kong...
I would.
I would.
I wouldn't mind at all.
Yung subway?
Yeah.
I so wouldn't mind. Tapos you get, ano pa, you get a few parang meters walk pa, di ba?
Yeah.
To exercise.
Exactly.
I wouldn't mind, seriously.
No, kasi di ba, that's what they say naman in. Usually, like, in developed countries where public transportation is solid and it's easy to access.
Yeah.
Then you wouldn't really have a problem with transportation.
Saka for a tropical country, it helps na yung parang, like we said, Singapore and Hong Kong, aircon.
Yeah.
Diba? So you don't feel true. So...
Aww. And imagine if the MRT were a subway instead.
Right.
Then you could have, what, an additional 2 more lanes on it.
Kasi I swear, walking to the stairs ng MRT, you're under the sun. Oh my gosh, along EDSA, di ba?
Yeah.
Let's see here. Mash Plutonium says, sona naman, bawas-bawasan mo ang mga filter sa mga picture mo. Hindi ka na namin makita eh.
So sobrang filtered din.
Puro blur na lang nakikita mo eh. Let's see here.
You know lang what I love also about subways in other countries? Sobrang everything's interconnected.
Yeah.
Like let's just say you're going from one mall to another. You can always just pass the underpasses that are all
That is true. I thought for Tagofabic, for people who work abroad. Sana naman madaling mag-teleport pabalik ng Pilipinas pag naho-homesick. And
you know, despite everything, that's the thing about the Philippines. If you're Filipino, wala, like despite all the complaints you have, there's still nothing like home.
Yeah. And the top, sona naman comes from Strictly BSB.
Strictly BSB says,
sona naman. Bad to ha. We don't encourage this, but alam ko naman may pinaghuhugutan kayo. Sona naman, mag-break na si Adam Levine tsaka yung bago niyang joke.
Gabi ka, ka-engaged pa lang eh.
Wag naman. They just got engaged, you know? Pero I understand. Kasi if you're such a big fan, heartbreaking yun.
Yeah.
So the top 10, sona naman. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include #TheMorningRush and #sona naman.
Legal Christian has a really good, saying.
Yeah.
Now, he just says that usually they say that a sign of a progressive country isn't that everyone has a car. It's that the rich take public transportation.
Yeah.
Because when it shows you
you're right.
It's secure enough for rich people to, you know, get into public transportation because they're not scared that they're going to get mugged or anything like that. Diba?
Oh. And, you know, they also say signs of a rich country or kahit dito na lang, a rich village.
Yeah.
You will, and it's so interesting. The size of the streets.
Yeah.
Not the length.
Not the length. The width.
Lapad.
Yeah.
And if you go to like the really like expensive,
swanky, but it's like huge.
Have you been to Corinthians, Ayala, Alabang? Huge.
Dasma.
Per lane, kasha 1.5 cars.
Anim na kotse.
Hindi, diba? Pero, and then it's true, ah. And then you go to like the smaller villages. Kasi syempre, tinitipid mo yung land area mo.
Yeah.
Pero pag ano, saucy villages, huge streets. So, and they say it's really like, yun talaga yung batayan mo of how expensive the village is.
You know, I was walking along, one of the subways in Singapore before, and their subway system is like massive. It's really, really, really massive.
Yeah.
And I just thought about it also. It's such a, it's a great idea, one, because of public transportation and all, but two, it serves as a really effective bomb shelter should things happen.
Oh, wow.
Diba? Because you're
very, very kaiju.
Yeah. No, sorry, I'm really paranoid when it comes to things like that. I always think about like an exit strategy blah, 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 blah.
No, pero like, even when it comes to like not village streets, but like highways. When I stayed in Seattle for like half a year, parang every time we're on the I-5, the big
the interchanges.
Grabe, like 10 lanes?
Yeah.
Diba tayo parang EDSA?
Five each lane, two for buses.
Pero,
supposedly.
Diba? So like, it's incredible when you go out there talagang, this is a road. Yeah. This is a highway.
Oh, well.
Imagine the autobahn pa.
I know, right?
Diba? crazy.
Oh, well.
So, there you go. Just send in your stuff. We've got a couple of more batches to go.
All right.
All right.
So, there you go.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Final top 10 for today. The top 10 Sona Naman. Thank you to Jerome for suggesting this. Kid Bukid says, Sona Naman, tumama na mamaya yung matagal ko nang inaalaga ang numbers sa jackpot ng loto. Para naman mabalatuan ko sina CD and G bukas.
Ayun.
Nok, sana ka tumama ka.
So kung tumama ka, kahit mga 3 million lang. Actually, hindi. Kasi okay, kunwari, 170 million yung ano mo.
Dami mo na.
O, di, mga 5 million each na.
Oh, yun. Oh. Okay na sa amin yan.
Or 5 million sa amin ni Chico kasi nandito kami. Si Del, dahil absent sa mga 2.
Talaga, talaga. Nilitan pa yung kay Del eh.
Si Del pa yung...
Siya pa yung...
Chip siya says, yung may inaalaga.
Kaya nga eh.
Siya pa yung binawasa.
Chip says, Sona naman, konti anang hashtag sa posts. Mas mahaba na yung hashtag kesa dun sa post.
Sa actual post.
Actually na.
But this happens a lot on Instagram.
Pero I'd like to think, kung funny, okay lang. Pero right, yung seryosong hashtag. Yung para marami mag-review.
Yeah.
Sometimes, it gets annoying. Yes.
Okay.
And Sentient Joy says, Sona naman, mag-guest na ang all-time crush ni Chico Garcia sa The Morning Rush.
Sono?
Naku.
Kung ganun ang case.
Kakaiba yung episode
kung
natin.
Kung ganun ang case, sasabihin ko lang, Hong Taray ng bakla. Hong Taray.
Midnight Cree says, Sona naman, bago ka makipag-break, tapusin mo muna yung term sa postpaid plan. Kasi may bayad ang pre-term.
Yeah.
Pinaghuhugutan. Super Wabi says, Sona naman, wag mo na akong sabayan pag kumakanta ako. This isn't a duet.
Nox. But sometimes that happens though, like in the karaoke.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you wait your turn because everyone else sang their song. And the minute it's your song, someone starts singing with you. I get like, excuse me.
Solo.
Excuse me, this is my song.
Diba? Mr. Maria says, Sona naman, umami na tong dalawang DJ na to na sila na.
Ay, sino kaya yan?
Sino kaya yan? Sino kaya, I have no idea.
Sino kaya itetch?
Sabay itetch. Joan Charmed says, sana mag-snow sa Pilipinas. O pwedeng kahit umulan na lang ng Jon Snow, okay na sa akin.
Tapos i-Jon Snow ka.
Ay, no. Mad Matt Mark says, Sona naman, you can accept me for who I am and not who you want me to be. I am not a project that you need to fix. Kiko Monster says, Sona naman, pag pumunta ang Kikay Barkada dito sa Japan, punta sila sa bar para ako ang hosto nila.
Oy.
Surely.
Sounds like a plan.
Promise yan. Ha? Pero I really want to see kung ano yung itsura ng bar sa Japan. I mean, the experience.
Because I went to a bar, but not the one with the host.
I want the parang traditional...
Well, I guess that's true. Yeah. I kind of want to see.
Although I'm pretty sure we couldn't like join in the karaoke because obviously we're not familiar with the songs.
No, of course not. They're English songs.
Ah, meron din.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I want to sing like, Tatoe arashiga
fukotomo. I don't think that's part of it.
I know. Wala, or yun. Oyani
aroreta. Or ano, pwedeng, it's automatic. Ang chungdara, chungdara,
song telling kere, chumbari. Ba't ginagawa mong Chinese, Japanese yun dapat eh?
I don't know the lyrics.
Dapat mas matigas.
Song hong salang.
Ay, mukha pa rin Chinese eh.
It's automatic.
Ako si Didi says, Sona naman, when you wear strappy shoes, your toes are not hanging out, touching the floor. Tsaka di ba yung sasabi natin yung naka-hang out? Pero can you imagine actually touching the floor?
Humuhol.
Humuhol. Diba? Hangout lang.
Yung toes.
Tapos you know what's worse? Yung malinis yung paa niya.
Oh, pero,
except yung dulo ng toes kasi
tumatama
sa floor. Dine Girl says, Sona naman, huwag ka magpanggap na straight para lang makadikit sa mga macho. May alam ako mga ganyan. Promise.
Talaga.
As in, mapapabasket-basket pa. Naku!
Talaga.
Promise.
Hindi ako yan kasi hindi ako nakapag-basket.
Ako rin. Camilo says, Sona naman, kung ang selfie hindi maiiwasan, ang nakadungaw na color, kulangers. And the
that's
top.
That's nasty.
The top, Sona naman, comes from For Any Boy.
For Any Boy says,
Sona naman,
after Game of Thrones, ang susunod na isa TV ng HBO, ang teleseryeng My Jowa's Jowa.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine? HBO treatment.
Naging HBO original.
Oh my gosh. The first HBO original na...
The first and the last. The demise of HBO.
Can you imagine? Pero paano yun? Hindi, dapat ano? English.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Or hindi, HBO Asia.
And HBO Asia.
Tapos in subtitles.
Oh my gosh. Oh, tapos inikukunin nila na ano, na Asian actors to play us.
Ian Somerhalder.
Yun.
As Adonis.
Tapos sinong gaganap na Badingdong?
Chris Pine.
Ay!
As Badingdong.
Tapos si Shaniqua.
Some white girl. Has to be some white girl.
Some like white girl.
Yeah. Probably from the Midwest.
Sino? Shaniqua should be like... Hindi, since ano na yun, dapat yun after the reign of Game of Thrones. The girl, si Daenerys.
No, it can't be the same one.
I can't
one.
Be.
Kristen Stewart.
Wow.
Like, ah, okay.
Pwede. Alright, what about us? What's your sauna naman?
Sauna naman, everything goes smoothly this week. If you know what I mean. I told you earlier, diba? Something's coming.
Oh my gosh.
So, sauna naman, everything sauna goes naman. Smoothly. Because I'm really so excited for it. I won't say what it is. Yeah.
Ako, sauna naman. Sauna naman. Mag-guess natin yung mga gusto nating i-guess. Please.
Sauna. Hey, can we announce it?
Tomorrow na. Or tonight.
But I think we can.
Really?
Ah,
sige.
I'm pretty sure.
We have very special guests tomorrow.
We have very special guests tomorrow.
As in, tsaka guests.
Yeah, guests.
With an S, ha?
And then let's give them a clue.
Sige.
Let's try to imitate how they are.
Okay.
We're brothers.
And we're very good in sport.
We're brothers and we're very good in sports. We're also very competitive.
That involve the foot.
And the ball.
And the ball.
Or the football.
And
pass me the ball.
The ball. But in America, we call it soccer.
Oh, wala na yun. Sobrang...
But you said football.
Sabagay. I just want to say ball.
We're brothers.
I say bottle.
And you know, we're both very young.
But we're not married.
We're not husbands.
But we're not married.
So tomorrow will be a very special.
Special. Yeah, I think everybody...
Oh my gosh, we should do like a British accent.
Let's do it.
Episode tomorrow.
Let's do it. But they might get mad at us.
No!
I'm pretty sure they won't.
They're going to love it.
Let's go. Let's do it.
The entire show...
Tomorrow
will be very British.
Yeah.
Agree. Okay.
Oh, I think this is correct.
So, practice your accent.
What about a rap? Oh, the rap can't be in there.
No.
Because that's pretty hard to do.
That has to be like...
Hello.
Like, gangsta.
Gangsta. The original gangsta.
Gangsta.
All right, yeah. So we've got... Well, I'm pretty sure you guys already
don't
know
say
what we're
it. Don't say
about,
it.
But we
we're
won't say it.
Just giving
clues.
Clues.
Very vague clues.
Yes. All right. So.
All right. Hey, a quick hello to Iggy. He's tuned in.
Oh my gosh. Hello, Iggy.
And no, the answer to your question is no.
Good morning.
Also to Jarell, who's also tuned in. And hey, Jay Ryan is just greeting our very own Radio 1. MacDiz, a happy birthday.
Oh yes, it was his birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
All right, MacDiz. We
gotta go. All right.
Okay. So tomorrow.
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 Tomorrow. It will be...
It's going to be very, you know, good thing to
be. It will be a very proper show.
I'm very happy that I actually grew up and...
We have to listen to that Jurassic Park thing again. Just so we can get the accent.
Okay.
All right, we gotta go. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.